Title of our message this morning is What is Worship?
我们今天要讲的主题是崇拜是什么。
And our sermon text is from Exodus 20 verse 8, which reads, Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
我们今天要讲的经文是来自于出埃及记第二十章第八节，当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Today we're going to ask and answer the question, What is worship?
我们今天将要提出并回答的问题是，究竟什么是崇拜？
Or to ask the question in terms of the Bible text, What does it mean to keep the Sabbath day holy?
或许我们也可以用经文的话这样来说，究竟将安息日守为圣日是什么意思？
Yes, what is worship?
是的。究竟什么是崇拜？
Permit me to describe a scene to you.
请允许我先向大家描述这样的一幅场景。
And we'll come back to this scene at the end of the sermon.
在讲到结束之前，我们会再一次回到这一场景来。
An old man walks down a deserted beach in Florida.
一位年迈的老人走在佛罗里达的海滩上。
The sun is setting, the waves are splashing, the beach is empty except for an old man.
太阳就要落山了，海浪轻轻地敲打着沙滩，黄昏的沙滩上除了老人之外再无一人。
He carries a bucket in his hand.
老人的手中拿着一个水桶。
It's a bucket full of shrimp.
桶中装满了虾。
It's not for him.
这些虾不是给他自己的。
It's for the seagulls.
他们是用来喂海鸥的。
He walks onto a pier that goes out into the water.
老人走上了通向海水的栈桥。
It's time for his weekly ritual.
这是他每周一次的惯例。
So he stands and he waits.
他站在那里等待着。
Soon the sky becomes a mass of seagulls.
很快天空中出现了成群的海鸥。
And the evening silence gives way to the screeching of the birds.
海鸥的尖叫声刺破了傍晚的宁静。
They completely cover the pier.
海鸥占满了整整一个栈桥。
They come as they do each week to greet the old man.
他们像每周一样来迎接这位老人。
For 30 minutes, the elderly man feeds the seagulls until his bucket is empty.
大概30分钟左右的时间，老人会将他桶中的虾全部喂给海鸥。
But after his bucket is empty, the birds remain.
可是当他的桶空了之后，海鸥却没有飞走。
They remain as if they are attracted to more than just food.
他们留下来似乎还有其他更重要的事情，而不是仅仅为了食物。
They perch on his hat.
他们栖息在老人的帽檐上。
They walk with him down the pier.
他们同他一同在栈桥上散步。
They share a moment together.
老人和海鸥共同分享着这一时刻。
Now, do you have this scene in your mind?
现在大家的脑海中是不是有了这样的一幅画面？
Now hold on to this scene.
现在请你们记住这一画面。
We'll come back to it at the end of this sermon, which is about the meaning of worship.
我们会在今天讲到这结束之前，再一次回到这幅画面上来，更好地理解崇拜的意义。
From Exodus 20 verse 8, we read these words, Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
在出埃及记第二十章第八节中，我们读到当纪念圣安息日，守为圣日。
God had just freed the people of Israel from slavery in Egypt.
神将以色列人从埃及人的奴役中解放出来。
They had wandered the wilderness in a difficult journey to find a new home.
为了寻找新的家园，以色列人在旷野中跋涉，历尽艰辛。
Now God, in a gift of love, asked His people to rest on a special day, the Sabbath day.
现在神又将安息日作为礼物献给他的子民，让他的子民在这一天休息。
They were to keep it holy.
以色列人将它守为圣日。
That is, they were to set this day apart from all the other days of the week.
也就是说，他们将这一天同一星期中的其他任何一天区分开来。
On this day, they were to rest from the work they did on the other 6 days of the week.
在这个特殊的一天，他们不再像其他六天一样工作。
They were also to set apart this day to worship God.
他们也将时间预留出来，来敬拜神。
And especially to give him thanks for his love and his care.
来感谢神和敬拜神。
On this day, they were to rest.
在这个特殊的一天，他们要休息。
And let God strengthen them.
以便神能更好地强壮他们。
The Hebrew word Sabbath means rest.
希伯来语安息日的安息的意思是休息。
Now, in a passage from the New Testament, Matthew 15, 29 to 31, we see a wonderful example of worship.
在新约马太福音第十五章二十九节到三十一节中，我们可以看到一个有关崇拜的非常精彩的范例。
Listen carefully to this passage.
请大家仔细听这段经文。
Jesus left there and went along to the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up a mountain and sat down, and great crowds came to him, bringing him the lame, the crippled, and many others, and they laid him at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, the blind seeing, and they all praised the God of Israel.
耶稣离开那地方，来到靠近加利利的海边，就上山坐下，有许多人到他那里，带着瘸子、瞎子、哑巴，有残疾的和好些别的病人，都放在他脚前。他治好了他们，甚至众人都稀奇，因为看见哑巴说话，残疾的痊愈，瘸子行走，瞎子看见，他们就归荣耀给以色列的神。
I couldn't have said it better myself. Jesus healed people, and he healed people, and he healed people, and then he fed thousands of them.
耶稣不停地治愈着，之后又施神迹，将食物分给了几千人。
Imagine the scene.
请大家想象这样的情景。
A blind man seeing his wife for the first time in 30 years.
一个瞎眼的男人三十年来第一次看到了他的妻子。
A man who never walked in his life, running and jumping with the children.
一个从来不会走路的男人欢快地和一群孩子奔跑跳跃着。
A mute woman who could never speak. Now for the first time, being able to tell her children what she's wanted to tell them all her life.
一个从来不会开口说话的女人，向她的孩子们说着长久以来她一直想说的话。
A deaf woman with tears of joy, hearing her little girl call her mama for the first time.
一个从来听不到声音的女人，第一次听到她的小女孩呼叫妈妈的声音，激动地流下了泪水。
And the people responded in the only way they could.
而当时所有见证奇迹的人的反应只有一种。
Listen to verse 31 again. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel.
第三十一节是这样说的。甚至众人都稀奇，因为看见哑巴说话，残疾的痊愈，瘸子行走，瞎子看见，他们就归荣耀给以色列的神。
I wonder how they did that.
我不知道他们是怎么做的。
I'm sure they did not form a worship committee.
但我知道他们一定不是来自于教会。
I'm sure they did not call a congregational meeting to discuss worship.
我也相信他们从来不会召集教友会议来讨论有关崇拜的事宜。
I'm sure they did not debate music styles.
我也相信他们从来不会去争论音乐的风格。
I'm sure they did not gather together to complain about the length of a worship service.
我也相信他们从来不会去抱怨崇拜的时间太长。
In all probability, the only thing they did was praise and thank Jesus.
而最大的可能，他们就是这样崇拜、感谢着耶稣。
Imagine the healed leper falling at Jesus' feet.
请想象那被治愈的瘸子拜倒在耶稣的脚下。
Imagine the young mother and young father standing before Jesus with tears of joy as they held their healed little boy.
请想象那年轻的爸爸妈妈抱着他们痊愈的孩子站在耶稣面前，激动地说不出话来。
Imagine the healed mute now singing praises to Jesus, a little off key, but nobody cared.
请想象那开口说话的哑巴现在唱着圣歌赞美神，虽然有一点跑调，却没有人在意。
Each one, in their own way, saying, "Thank you, Jesus."
每一个人都用他们自己的方式向神说着。感谢你，耶稣。
You see, without even using the word worship, this Bible passage defines it.
你看，虽然没有使用崇拜一词，但是这段经文却非常准确地定义了崇拜的意义。
Worship is a thank you that refuses to be silenced.
崇拜是一种说出来的感谢。
Worship is a voluntary act of gratitude in response to God's goodness.
崇拜是一种为了回应神的大爱，发自内心的感谢。
Worship is that voice of thanks.
崇拜是感谢的声音。
Those tears of joy.
是喜悦的泪水。
Offered by the saved to the Savior.
是那些被救主拯救。
The healed to the healer.
被医者治愈。
The delivered to the deliverer.
被赐福者们献给神的感恩之声。
Worship.
崇拜。
Remembering the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
当纪念安息日，守为圣日。
Here is what that means.
今天它的意思是这样的。
Every chance we get,
我们要尽一切的可能,
at a minimum,
最少,
one day a week on Sunday,
每星期一天在星期天,
coming to God's house,
到神的殿堂,
to receive from Him the riches He has for us in Jesus,
来接受神借着耶稣而带给我们的丰富。
These riches include such things as this.
这些丰富包括
the forgiveness of sins.
罪得赦免
the body and blood of Jesus in Holy Communion.
在圣餐时领受耶稣的身体和宝血
the promises of God's word for you in the sermon.
神在圣经中的承诺
the reminder every Sunday.That heaven awaits those who put their faith in Jesus.
以及那些信他的必得永生的福音。
And so today, we are to make a priority of keeping this Sabbath day holy.
因此，我们也要将这一天作为我们一周中重要的一天。
Keeping it holy means resting.
守为圣日，也就是说要休息。
And setting aside this day to give thanks to God.
把时间留出来敬拜神。
It means not giving in to the temptation of unbelievers all around us who treat Sunday like any other day of the week.
也就是说，我们不要像那些不信主的人一样，将星期天视同为一个星期中的任何一天。
It means teaching our children by setting an example of having them in God's house with us Sunday after Sunday.
也就是说，我们要为我们的孩子做出榜样，每一个星期天都要带他们来到教堂敬拜神。
Keeping the Sabbath day holy also means making every attempt to invite others who come with us to God's house for worship.
将安息日守为圣日，也意味着我们要尽全力邀请其他的人来神的殿堂敬拜。
It also means that we church people need to tear down any wall or any barrier that keeps people away from God's house.
也意味着我们所有的教友要尽一切的努力，克服一切的障碍，邀请其他不信主的人来到主的殿堂，聆听神的福音。
I agree. We conclude this sermon by going back to the beach with that old man. Do you remember him?
现在让我们来回到我们开始的地方，黄昏的沙滩上，一个老人，还有那一群海鸥。
That old man on the pier could not let 1 week pass without saying thank you.
这位栈桥上的老人每周必须要说一次谢谢你。
That's why he went there to feed the seagulls every week.
这就是他为什么每周都要来到这个栈桥上喂食海鸥的原因。
His name was Eddie Rickenbacker.
他就是埃迪·里肯巴克。
Some of you might recognize his name.
你们当中有些人也许知道他的名字。
If you were alive in 1942, or if you know anything about World War II history, you may know who Captain Eddie Rickenbacker was.
如果你生活在1942年，或者你对二战的历史非常了解的话，你也许知道谁是埃迪·里肯巴克先生。
Eddie Rickenbacker was an American pilot in the war against Japan.
他是二战中美国对日本战役中的飞行员。
With his crew and his airplane, Eddie Rickenbacker was flying across the South Pacific Ocean.
埃迪·里肯巴克将军和他的队友们，和他的战友们正在飞越南太平洋的海空。
But his plane went down and crashed into the ocean.
然而，他的飞机出现了故障，掉进了海里。
He and his crew escaped into a life raft.
他和他所有的战友们一同逃生上了救生艇。
They battled the weather, the water, the sharks, and the sun.
为了生存，他们同恶劣的天气、波涛汹涌的海浪、凶猛的鲨鱼以及南太平洋炙热的骄阳而搏斗。
But most of all, they battled the hunger.
然而，在一切的困难中，最难克服的则是饥饿。
After 8 days, their food was all gone.
经过了八天艰难的搏斗，他们的食物吃光了。
They had water, but no food.
他们还有水。却没有了食物。
It would take a miracle to save them.
现在只有奇迹才能够救他们。
And a miracle happened.
然而，奇迹真的发生了。
As they did every evening, the men prayed.
就像以往一样，这一天晚上，他们也聚在一起祷告。
And as the sun was setting on this particular day, the men began to fall asleep.
就是在这个特殊的晚上，所有的人都要睡着了。
Captain Eddie Rickenbacker was about to fall asleep with his captain's cap pulled over his eyes.
里肯巴克先生用帽子盖着他的眼睛，也昏昏欲睡了。
And then,
然而
something landed on his head.
什么东西落在了他的头上？
It was a seagull.
那是一只海鸥。
What was a seagull doing hundreds and hundreds of miles away from any land?
为什么一只海鸥会出现在无边无际的大海上？
Only God knows.
只有神知道。
And Captain Rickenbacker was thankful.
而里肯巴克将军心存感激。
Oh, he was thankful to God.
他感谢神。
That seagull meant food.
海鸥就意味着食物。
The flesh was eaten.
海鸥的肉被吃掉了。
The insides were used for fish bait.
内脏则作为了鱼饵，用来钓鱼。
Fish were caught.
鱼捕住了。
The crew survived.
所有的人都生存了下来。
They were rescued.
他们得救了。
They made it home.
安全地回到了家。
All because of a seagull.
所有的一切都是因为一只海鸥。
Where did it come from?
它究竟从哪里来的？
So many miles from land.
在无边无际的大海上。
Only God knows.
只有神知道。
And Rickenbacker never quit being thankful.
而从那以后，里肯巴克将军从未停止过感谢。
And as a result,
而且，
every Friday evening,
每一个星期五的晚上，
every single week,
每一周，
until the day he died,
直到他去世之前，
this old war hero and retired Air Force captain walked to the pier.
这位年迈的战争英雄，这位退役的航空军，这位退役的空军军长。
His bucket filled with shrimp.
都会来到这个栈桥上，带着满满的一桶虾。
And he fed the seagulls.
来喂食那些海鸥。
And he gave thanks to God.
而且他将荣耀归于神。
My friends,
我亲爱的朋友们，
we would be wise to do the same.
我们也应该这样做。
We have much in common with Rickenbacker.
我们同里肯巴克先生有着太多的相似之处。
We too were saved by a sacrificial visitor that God sent to save us.
我们也被神所派来的救主而拯救。
He gave his life for us.
他为我们的罪而死。
His name is Jesus.
他就是耶稣。
And we, like Captain Rickenbacker, have every reason to give thanks.
而我们就像里肯巴克将军一样，有着足够的理由来感谢神。
This is what it means to worship.
这就是崇拜的意义。
Not just one day a week.
不是每星期一天。
But every day of our lives.
而是在我们生命中的每一天。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉主基督耶稣的名，阿门。